To all of you who have listened, shared, and connected with me, thank you. I started Empower with Mihi because my deepest passion is for women to feel empowered. My new business, Organize Her, is no different. The tools we create are designed to give the busy woman back her peace of mind by helping her keep her shit together and get stuff done. Our vision is for women everywhere to feel in control of their lives, confident within themselves, and have enough time for everything that matters to them. And I am so excited to announce that Organize Her has officially launched and our productivity planner is available now at our website, in addition to our digital moneymaker budget tracker. Those of you who have followed along throughout 2023 know how much time and thought has gone into these productivity planners, and I know I am totally biased because this is my baby, but I am completely obsessed with the planner and I know you will be too. Our website link is in the description, organizeher.co, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you for inspiring me to fulfill my purpose, for your ongoing support, and for being a part of this journey with me. This is Empower, the podcast that motivates you to start living your best life as your best self. My name is Mihi Sorensen. I'm a former lawyer turned podcast host, content creator, and now your personal hype woman. Thank you so much for joining me where we chat all about growth, goals, and living with intention. No matter how life is feeling for you today, this time is yours, so let's make it count. Kia ora te whānau, happy Tuesday, how is everyone going? I hope you are feeling purposeful and inspired, even if things aren't going so great at the moment for you. I hope you are figuring out how to find the good somewhere, because no matter what's going on for you, there is always good to be found. And that's kind of related to what I want to talk with you about today. Let's talk making life less painful. And I know it sounds grim. It's not. It's just real. Like, this is how so many of us feel. We have all had phases of our lives. I haven't in a very long time, which is kind of why I'm doing this episode. But we have all had phases in our lives where we're just like, you know what? This is too much. I'm not coping with it. Everything is terrible. And I don't know how to get myself out of this space. So that's sort of what's inspired this episode. Something I have had this awareness of for a little while now is that I live a good life, a relatively carefree life. And yes, there is something to say about the many privileges that life has afforded me, some of which I worked very hard for, others I was born with. Most of us can relate on that aspect. We are all subject to different privileges and different challenges in our lives. But what I've noticed is that ever since I became, you know, hyper aware of my mindset and on this journey, self-improvement journey, and focused on where my attention goes and my own measures of self-worth, all of that stuff, it has become so much easier for me to deal with life when things aren't so great. You know, when things would otherwise be incredibly painful to the extent that I can't think straight. It's different now. I don't have that anymore. And I remember when life was turbulent and when the lows were something that I really felt. Like if I was having a bad day or if someone really hurt me or betrayed me or disrespected me, whatever, it would consume me. Like the anger and the pain and the big feelings that we don't like to feel, that would consume me and it would consume my life sometimes for months. It doesn't happen anymore. And I want to talk about that because while we can't control many of the things that happen to us in life, we do have some autonomy over the impact that it has on us. And that is all about perspective. It's all about mindset, the voice inside our heads, what it's telling us. So if this is something that you want to work on, basically building your resilience so that you get to the point where you are so sure that there is nothing bad enough that could happen to you in this life that could knock you down for good, you know, this episode is for you. And disclaimer, as always, I'm not an expert, okay? I'm not an expert in most things, to be fair, but I am someone who has seen my life change. And I know that a significant contributor to that change has been the intentional shift I made in the way that I see the world and the way that I view challenge. And consequently, the choices I make about how I deal with the hard stuff. So let's get into some tips. I'm not mucking around today. We've got five. Number one is don't dwell on the bad stuff. We're talking ruminating. We're talking reading old text messages, the same conversation over and over again, trying to find a hidden message, reliving things in your mind, overthinking a situation, living in the past, wishing that you could change things that have already happened, you know, just obsessing over it, obsessing over things that are so far out of your control. Like, it's not a productive use of energy or brain space. And it's tempting, I think, to stay in that mindset and feed negative Nancy and just ruminate and just keep going. Constantly replaying old events or worries in your head can feel like you're being productive and trying to solve problems or better understand a situation that you already have the answers to, maybe deep down. And I know how it feels. Like, sometimes it's nice to remember when things were good, or maybe just unpack something because you feel like it's still there. You know, to let go of it means that it's no longer a part of your life. And sometimes that's painful. And so you hold on to it and sometimes just dwell. But it's one thing to look back on a situation and assess it and get the answers that you need and find closure. It's another thing to be looking back on the same situation a little too long without getting anywhere. That's ruminating. And you're living in the past. And as long as you're living in the past, you're missing out on the future. In fact, you're missing out on today. You need to find a way to let go of all the bad stuff. It's negative. Like, you don't want to be filling up your head with negative thoughts about things that you cannot change. Sometimes it's about forgiving yourself. Sometimes it's about forgiving someone else, whether they know it or not, whether you get an apology from them or not. Sometimes it's about just making a conscious decision to not let this situation or this person have a hold on your life for any longer. Either way, you need to find a way to let it go. Something else to note as well is that it is easier to dwell on things when you don't have anything else going on. Like, when you're bored and when there isn't anything else in life that is engaging enough to hold your focus, it is much easier to start dwelling on the past. And if this is you, get busy. Find something to do with your time, with your energy that makes you feel good. It gets you excited, so excited that you forget anything bad that's happened, you know, in the past. Just have something to look forward to. Number two is surround yourself with positive people, not people who drain you. And yes, this is a given and I speak about it all the time at length. But if you are having a hard time, it doesn't help to have people around you that make you feel worse. It really is that simple. And I know I speak about it often, but it's because sometimes we need to hear the message often. How many times have you heard someone tell you that you need to be really selective about the people that you have in your life, and you know that it's true and you know that you should be perhaps a little bit more selective, but there are a couple of people, like, it's a little bit difficult and you kind of want to have them around because you feel a little bit bad, or, you know, for whatever reason. The reason I have to keep coming back to the same point, and I'm running it home for you every single time I talk about it, is because it is so important. I think all of us underestimate the impact of the people that we have in our lives. And I don't think anyone really deserves to have a get out of jail free card. I don't think you should just keep people around because you feel like you have to, or you feel like you need to, like you pity them. And that's just one reason. There might be plenty of other reasons why you keep people in your life. But if people make you feel like shit, you are going to live a life feeling like shit. Like, that is the fact. And whether it is because they dismiss your experiences, maybe they make you feel insignificant, maybe they make you feel like you're not enough, maybe they're not even interested in what's going on with you, maybe they see you going through something and take it as an opportunity to talk about themselves, maybe they are constantly in competition with you and that is not the kind of dynamic that you want out of that relationship. Ultimately, you know who you feel safe around and you know who you don't. So make good decisions about the people you spend time and energy with, and know that it is okay, more than okay, to distance yourself if interactions with particular people leave you feeling drained, negative, or just worse. Life will stay painful. I guarantee life will stay painful if you continue giving parts of yourself, your time, your energy, every other part of yourself to these kinds of people, I promise you. If you are a little bit of a workaholic like me and you are trying to incorporate more movement into your life, but you feel like you don't have enough hours in your day, look no further. Get yourself a Deskbird standing desk to upgrade your workspace, transform your routine, and boost your productivity. Our generous friends at Deskbird will give you $40 off any Deskbird desk purchase if you use the discount code MIHI40, that's MIHI40. Deskbird also offers free shipping New Zealand-wide, 10-year warranties, and as a long-time customer myself, I would not be recommending them to you if I didn't 100% believe in their product. Visit deskbird.co.nz, the link is in the description, and if you do buy a desk, please let me know what you think of it. Number three is embrace challenge. Have a positive perspective on challenge. And again, this is one that I have spoken about many, many times because it is so important. It's easy to get stuck dwelling on how much things suck. So instead, I'm saying change your mindset and embrace the challenge. And I don't mean saying like, yay, my boyfriend cheated on me. Love that for me, you know, or like lost my job. Oh, well, love it anyway. Maybe that is your perspective. And I love that for you. Genuinely, I do. What I'm saying is that I don't think you should just suppress everything and pretend like everything's all good, because everything is not all good. I get that, you know. I don't expect you to say, yay, I've lost someone that meant the world to me and that's great. I'm not saying that at all. Like, some things are just shit and you should acknowledge that. But after you've acknowledged it, instead of dwelling on it, find the good. Like, search for the opportunity, find a way to turn it around and make it an opportunity for anything, because you always can. Like, seriously, for me, even like very minor things, like if, I don't know, if I've had just a really annoying meeting at work or something's really pissed me off and I'm so not in the mood to do whatever it was that I had planned for the rest of the day, I will make damn sure that if I'm not doing whatever it was that I planned, I'm going to do something else. Like, the example, last week I was really wound up about a situation, not work related, personal related. I was just wound up about a situation and I was so wound up that like I couldn't think straight, but I thought, okay, I'm full of energy right now. I've already been to the gym today. I'm not going to be that person that goes to the gym twice because, you know, like, I like my life. So instead I was like, what do I need to do? What can I use up my energy for? And I needed to put up some blinds like in my house, and I'd been putting it off for ages. And so I went and did that. And I knew that thanks to that really annoying situation that put me in a bad headspace, that gave me all of this like pent up energy, thanks to that, I actually went and finally put the blinds up that I had, you know, that was a job that I'd been avoiding for months, admittedly months. And I got it done. And that was me creating an opportunity. And it doesn't have to be a big deal, right? Like, that's just a daily inconvenience that I've turned into something that I feel good about. But I've found an opportunity. And if we're speaking like larger scale, stakes are higher, lives are on the line, deeper stuff, sometimes the opportunity is a chance for you to rewrite your story and change direction or do something different, something that wasn't on the cards before. Sometimes it's a chance to reinvent yourself. Sometimes it's as simple as acknowledging that you have been given a very harsh reminder not to take anything for granted. And sometimes that's all you can take from it, because I'm not about to celebrate losing someone that means absolutely everything to you for reasons that are beyond your control and beyond the control of anyone else's. Sometimes the only thing that you can take from that is the reminder that you can never take anything for granted, and sometimes we need it. And that reminder is something to be grateful for. So instead of getting down about why life keeps handing you a poor hand, use up all of that energy and turn that poor hand into something better. You are so capable of doing that. It's a lot more empowering than sitting in your sadness and wishing things were different. Things can be different, but it's up to you to make it so. Number four is learn to adapt. Life will never go 100% to plan. That is life. And I'm saying that as someone who finds deep, the deepest joy in a plan. I love a plan. But I'm also realistic and I can accept that not everything goes to plan and you need to be open to adapting. Otherwise, you just won't cope with the challenges that life throws your way. If you're following me on Instagram, you will have seen that I've been dealing with a bit of a family emergency in the last week, and it has turned into a family tonguey funeral. And it's a lot, obviously. None of us plan for these significant times in our lives. I definitely had no idea it was coming. And when things really started getting serious, just before my parents flew up here to the North Island, I made sure I went to the gym because I know that is what keeps me emotionally regulated. And I knew I needed to be there to hold it down and support my family. So keeping my emotions as regulated as possible increased the likelihood that I would be able to show up. And that's what I mean by being adaptable. I knew that I had a situation coming up that was totally out of my control, but I knew what was within my control in that moment, and I did that. I also knew that I wouldn't be able to get to the gym probably for the next week, and that was fine. Even though I love my routine, I love training most days, it's all very set and scheduled for me normally, but I can sacrifice that because I'm adaptable and I can show up for this kaupapa or for this reason, and I will take advantage of the opportunities I do have to keep myself steady and regulated. That's what gives me the ability to cope with things like this. And like a lot of the things that I talk about, it requires self-awareness. Like, you really need to know yourself and know what works and what doesn't. And to be honest, like that example, I've really only started rating my training regime as significantly more important in the last probably month or so, because very recently I went about 2 weeks without training because I was sick. And I was a state. Like, I've been going through some other stuff as well. So like, naturally, emotional wreck, love that. Very overwhelmed, very stressed, crying as I pulled up to the gym for my first workout that I had done in 2 weeks. And I wasn't crying because of the gym. I was crying because of everything else going on in my life. I was just overwhelmed. And as soon as I trained, I was back to normal. It was as if like nothing made sense. Like, all of that sadness and that upset, gone. And I knew it was important. Like, I've always known that training is important, and I've always known that I go to like stay sane, but I had never gotten to the point where I hadn't trained for so long that it was making me crazy. And obviously it wasn't just the not training that was making me crazy, but I've just recently learned how important it is for me. And that was in the last month, you know, so we're always learning. There are always opportunities to learn more. Sometimes it's trial and error, but learn yourself and get to know yourself and hold on to what works, because you will need it to cope when life gets hard. Lucky last, number 5, is believe that better days are coming. And it's hard to describe this one because it's not like I can just tell you to believe in something if you don't. But I guess believing that better days are coming is about having a growth mindset. And I'm not an airy-fairy person by any means, but there is something about trusting the universe and trusting that good things will happen to you in your life and believing that you deserve to live a good life. Because for me, like, I truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that no matter what, life has so much to offer and there is so much to look forward to, like an abundance of good things to look forward to, regardless of everything and anything bad that could happen. Like, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm not wasting this life. I'm not wasting this opportunity. I'm going to make it count. And I think because it's such a deep-rooted belief for me, I don't really entertain any beliefs to the contrary. And I know for some it's almost natural to exist in a mindset where you are constantly expecting the worst or waiting for bad things to happen. But when that's where your focus is, of course, bad things are going to happen because you're waiting for it, you're focusing on it, it's all you're thinking about. It's like, you know, that car color theory where, you know, you get a new car and suddenly overnight everyone else on the road seems to have gotten the exact same car as you because you're seeing it everywhere now and you never have before. The car was always there. It's just that you're focusing on it now because it's also yours. So you're looking for it, you know? And in the same way, when you are looking for bad things to happen and you live your life anticipating the worst will happen. But you can flip that and you can instead choose to focus on the good and anticipate the best, because when that's what you're focused on, you'll see it a whole lot more, just like the cars. And I definitely, like, I know I don't have a perfect life, but it feels that way a lot of the time because I'm so focused on all of the good stuff. I just don't have time to fixate on the bad. It doesn't help. It just hurts. Life is hard enough. Other people have the ability to hurt us. That sucks. And it's often out of our control. So why would we want to do anything to hurt ourselves? You don't deserve that. You deserve good things only. You deserve a life that isn't painful all the time. And that is actually within your control. Like, you can actually achieve that. It starts with you. Everything that you need to build resilience is actually within you. You are capable of figuring this one out yourself. That's not to say that you need to, right? I'm here, the people that you love, the people that bring so much happiness and joy into your life, that have your back and support you, they can help you too. But you can also do this on your own. And it's empowering to know that you can do it on your own and that you can start today. We all have to go through life's challenges and we get a choice about how we approach them. I'm growing through it. I'm not going to go through all of that just to come out the other side worse off and feeling sad about myself and sad about my life. No. I will come out even better than I was to begin with. I'm going to make that my reality. I have been doing that for years and I want you to do the same. Life is fabulous. We are all so lucky to be here, so let's make it count. And on that note, I will love you and leave you. Have a fabulous week. Have a fabulous 2 weeks, actually, since we're on fortnightly. I appreciate that you have taken time out of your day to listen to me, so make sure you do something kind for yourself today, and I will chat to you in 2 weeks' time.